In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, I mean, I felt it my first year. You know, you kind of get that just a little bit of sense of hatred, sense of urgency, you know, coming into this week. And that's kind of just the culture of, you know, the North. You know, we see these guys twice a year, and we're not big fans of each other. So that message gets passed down pretty easily.
But, you know, I mean, the Bears definitely has a different, you know, vibe, different energy to it. You know, regardless of, you know, if one of the teams is 1-9 or if, you know, both teams are, you know, undefeated, I feel like it's always going to be the same kind of energy. Regardless, it's going to be a, you know, a gritty game, you know, a tough game that's going to be a four-quarter battle. So, you know, we're just going to go out there, try to, you know, get after them early, and, you know, hopefully it won't be a close game. I mean, the top spot's where we want to be. So, I mean, really, we're just starting with the NFC North. They're at the top of the NFC North right now. So, we're coming for that spot.
For the number one spot.
Because the Bears have it now. Packers are gunning for it. That's Evan Williams. Man, that bourbon is solid.
Good pitcher, too.
It's true.
It's pretty cheap.
It is, considering.
Affordable. Yeah. Not as cheap as Hawkeye vodka.
No, not that cheap. Nothing can be that cheap.
And then Christian Watson.
I thought he would be better.
He's good, though.
He is good, but I thought that he could be, like, game-changing better for them.
I think he's offense-changing for them.
You guys heard of Guagi? Go up and get it, guys.
He has a lot of Guagi skills. But there's a trust from Jordan to him, and an eagerness from Jordan to get him the ball, and a serious go get it, whether it's up or side to side or whatever, for Christian. I feel like he changes their offensive ceiling. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. He's been hurt a lot. You see the inconsistencies of the games played for him. He's pretty productive when he plays, but they got a lot of targets, a lot of different people he can go to. But I just feel like he changes, you know, what's possible for that Packers offense when he's out there.
Yeah, I think he's really good. I just thought, I was like, oh, they got one of those. Like, they got the guy that Aaron Rodgers was waiting for them to get for years and years and years.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But if you look at the targets, you know, I don't know that he has received the targets that would merit even the skill set. Because, I mean, Jaden Reed's been hurt all year for them, but they like him. They even like Dontavian Wicks, who comes up with big catches.
And Romeo Doubs comes up with big catches.
And there was a while where Bo Melton was one of their leading receivers over the last couple years. They got a lot of dudes, and they're all young, and Jordan's got chemistry with a lot of them.
And they've started to, I think, handle the Kraft injury better. I think when he got hurt, it shook them. Because he was doing so much for their offense, and now it looks like they've settled back down and like, okay, here's where those targets are going to go. Here's how we're going to make up for a big weapon of our offense not being available.
Yeah, so I mean, they've got a lot of different dudes. Dobbs has 71 targets on the year. Kraft's still second at 44. Then it's Wicks, then Jacobs, then Watson, and then Golden is there. Then Musgrave and Wilson, the running back. And then, I mean, they got a lot of different dudes. Heath, we hadn't even mentioned Malik Heath. So they're loaded with some
Heath.
Dudes. It's delicious. It's a really good bar.
It is a good bar.
It's a very solid candy.
Let's talk about the defense of the Packers here for a second.
Goodness.
I was driving around this morning, and I was able to hear David and Ruthie. Mully was out today, and they had their opportunity to talk with Stacey Dales. And as we mentioned earlier, Stacey's locked in, right? Like, yeah, she is talking to people all around the country. And when it comes to Bears Packers, like, the NFC North has been her wheelhouse for a long time. So David asked her about the Bears offense and what it would look like against the Packers defense. Here's what she said.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, I think everybody right now realizes that downfield, Caleb Williams has not been particularly accurate, and his completion percentage hasn't been particularly good, and also under pressure. But there's a dilemma in that. So Caleb is 42 completion rate under pressure this season, under quarterback pressure, which is the fifth lowest in the NFL. So he's completing 42% of his passes under pressure. Here's the problem. In every conversation I have, and this included with the Eagles last week, because I, you know, talk to sources because I like to be informed when I have conversations like we're having right now. He has such great escapability. He's simply not taking sacks. I mean, he's not taking sacks to the point of even when the thing isn't blocked up, Caleb isn't taking sacks. So when he's feeling that pressure, he's evading it. And that's a problem. And he's able to throw on the run. But, you know, given that, the completion percentage is down. I think, you know, you'd much rather take away the run game if you're the Green Bay Packers, which they've been really good at, than if you're going to give something up, than the passing game. But I think it's going to click at some point for the Bears. I really do. I mean, here's the thing, though, that they're so good, Green Bay. They don't give up a bunch of yards, so they're number four total defense in football. They give up 19 points a game, and they're particularly good against the division in terms of their scoring defense. They're sixth in the league. They're the eighth best rushing defense in the NFL, and they're sixth against the pass. So they're good in every forum. You know, where I think it's going to be very interesting is big plays. The Bears lead the NFL with 94 big plays.
It's crazy. Like,
you think about that. So I just said all that in long-winded, and the Bears are the top big play. What is the big play? It's through the air, 20-plus yards in terms of completion, an attempt, and it's on the ground 10 or more yards. A lot of those big plays are run gains. So that's where the Bears are scorching you. They're scorching you with these big plays. They're scorching you with Caleb's legs, and he loves big moments. So he's going to take care of the football. We know that about Caleb. And Ben is going to put him in really advantageous situations to manage the game. And that's been their formula, and that's what the Packers have to figure out. They have to figure out Ben Johnson. Jeff Hafley has to figure out what Ben's next move is and take it away.
I am interested in the idea of making the Bears a passing team to try to get an advantage as a defense.
Because a lot of those big plays, by the way, have been run plays. Like she said, rushes of 10 yards or more, Bears far and away the most in the NFL.
How many?
54.
Good Lord.
The Ravens have 48, Buffalo 47. Bears have 54 runs of 10 yards or more. And that's a good way to get to that total of 94 big plays.
And you would think that, I don't want to say that the Packers would initially sell out against the run, although maybe that's part of the strategy. But I imagine it will be part of what they try to do, to put some pressure on the Bears to throw their, like, play into Parsons and Gary. Be like, we're going to take away the run. You want to try a pass? Okay, cool. We're going to set up Micah over the top of your rookie left tackle that you're sending out there, either one of them.
Well, we talked a little while ago how they don't blitz much. If you're them, you know, maybe you bring a safety up. Let's say you bring a safety up because you're like, let's go ahead. Let's see what you can do, Caleb.
I dare you.
I dare you to go ahead and beat us over the top. And if it is a pass play, bring that safety. Bring that safety, and even though you're not typically a blitzing team, all of a sudden you are giving opportunities for Parsons, for Micah and Gary. Like, who knows what Jeff Hafley's going to do? It's the big question about the Bears' ceiling this year.
It's the roof.
Is what Stacey said. She said, I think that passing game is going to click at some point.
I do too.
Okay. Ben hopes it is. When Ben talked about, before he said the stuff yesterday about game management, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, when he said the stuff that was like, oh, wow, that offensive game, passing game needs to go next level. He's wondering and he's waiting. Because if Caleb could beat you down the field when you sell out against the run, that's how you become a 35-45 point team. You know, I mean, that's how you can beat absolutely anybody.
That's how you get yourself a 15,000 square foot house in Scottsdale.
Seriously, though, man,
like notice, by the way, Stacey said, manage the game.
Yes.
At the quarterback spot.
Yeah. Because that's what you got to do. Micah has 6 sacks in the last 3 weeks.
He's really good at football.
He is the first player with 12 sacks in each of his first 5 seasons ever in the NFL.
Oh.
Every year.
So since ever, Jerry.
Since ever. So, well, at least since 82 when the NFL made an official stat. But the first 5 seasons, he's got 12 sacks every single year.
It feels like it's good. There's still 5 games left to play, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of football left to play. How about quarterback pressures?
I like pressures.
He's number 1 in quarterback pressures.
Even 70. With Myles Garrett doing what he's doing?
Yes, he has 70 quarterback pressures. That Lord. Is the most, according to NFL Next Gen stats. You're right, 3rd in sacks because Myles Garrett has 19.
He's going to break the record this weekend.
This weekend. Probably this weekend. Then the Bears get him next week.
He's problematic.
Yeah, he
really I mean is. That from a football standpoint. As a citizen, he's like the best.
Miles?
Yeah.
Is he a good citizen?
He seems so. Now he's dating Chloe Kim, right? Olympian, gold medalist Chloe Kim.
Oh, that's a cool couple.
Snowboarder.
She's got a good vibe.
And they seem to have a great vibe together.
That's excellent. See, look at that.
A lot of Olympic gold going around the NFL these days. Look at that. Simone Biles.
Mr. Biles. That would fit double date. Simone and Chloe and Miles and Jonathan.
Miles' neighbors probably love him because he's got that Halloween display every year with all the quarterbacks that he sacked with the little tombstones.
He can keep adding on. Gets it. He totally gets it.
He totally gets it.
Let's hear from Mr. McKinney. And because I think this is a really good breakdown of if you want to know how the Bears are viewed from the outside, I think this is an excellent breakdown. Here's what he's seeing from Ben Johnson.
It's a long time rivalry. And, you know, had, you know, really good back and forth for a long time. But it was fun, just the atmosphere playing against them. You could feel the energy when we play against them. Every time we play them, we know what they're going to bring competition-wise, and, you know, they know the same from us. So it's always a fun game to play, fun environment to be in, and obviously the fans enjoy it, so it's fun.
What's the difference you notice in them offensively this year?
They're creative. The play calling is a lot more creative than what they've done in the past. And then obviously, you know, they've got playmakers on their team. So then you add, obviously, Ben Johnson as their AC calling the plays. And it seems to me as if, you know, the playbook is really open and, you know, he's open to doing anything. And he has the, you know, they have the personnel to be able to do that. So I've noticed the creativity in that.
They sneak up on you at all this year?
No, not really. What's crazy, because they were they last year in the division? What's crazy is, like, even last year they had a good team. But, you know, sometimes, you know, all the pieces aren't, you know, where they need to be. And obviously you had Caleb, he was still a rookie quarterback, but he's got some games under his belt. He's a good player. And now you've got that AC that's, you know, not afraid to call those plays and, you know, not afraid to get creative with what he's doing. So, you know, they did not, for me, they didn't really sneak up. I knew they were going to be good, especially when they ended up getting Ben Johnson. I was like, okay, they're going to be a problem this year. So, yeah.
What's the biggest area of growth you've seen from Caleb over the last year?
Better decision making. You know, I think, you know, last year, I think there was times where, like, and even I think if you saw it in college, like, there are times where, you know, he's extending the plays and he's making a lot of plays, but sometimes he was, like, forcing it when he didn't really need to. But now he's kind of balancing that now where it's, like, he knows when and when not to force, but then still being able to make plays, whether that's with his feet or with his arm. So he's a talented quarterback, and, you know, he's going to be really – he's going to turn into a special one for this league.
They were 8-3 a week ago.
Mm.
They were number one in the North, and it sounds like you weren't totally shocked even tracking them. But when they do go into Philly and win, how much does that kind of open your eyes of where they're at?
Yeah, I mean, it shows that they're a serious team. It shows that, you know, they're not messing around. They're trying to do exactly what we're trying to do. And so I think that's a good thing about it. Is, you know, you get, you know, two really good teams in the same division. That are, you know, ultimately trying to do the same thing, win the division and then, you know, win a Super Bowl. So it's gonna be a good game, and you know, we can't wait to go out there and compete and challenge them.
I'm really glad we've heard so much from Xavier McKinney this week. Even just the two cuts today, that's the Packers safety. That is a very smart football player. Like the way he was breaking down all things Caleb and mm-hmm. Ben. And everything
seems prepared, doesn't he?
Seems incredibly well prepared. Like his analysis of Caleb as a guy who sometimes extends plays when he doesn't need to, but he's doing less of that now, but still able to make big plays with his arm and his feet was like, oh, wow, that's a guy who's really watching a lot of tape and really getting ready for this game in a very intelligent way.
And defensive backs who play for Nick Saban, they better be elite. And they better be guys that think the game. I love this text. I was oddly surprised at how well McKinney spoke of the Bears. I don't like it. I get that. I get that. You're like, because when you hear it, you're like, oh, they know.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Like, this isn't a surprise to them. Like, they're very aware of what's going on here.
Well, John Kuhn says still maybe 2 years away.
Yeah, he did say that.
See, we gave the Bears bulletin board material. Yeah. There it is.
We're good at that. That's a show.
That's what I heard. Something like that.
Whether it's deserved or not, we're really good at that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, I don't like the way they talk about the Bears. Like, they know us. Like, they, you know, like they do. They're ready. They're ready for, that's for why this jelly.
That's why this is fun. It's fun because both teams are good.
Yeah.
It's fun because something is on the line.
Dude, it's
now.
Sometimes the A team, you know, anybody? Thank you.
Tanny was part of the A team.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was.
Yeah.
That's back when clowns made you bicycles.
Well, clowns still make me bicycles.
They
thanks
still
to
do.
You.
They
did you pay that
do.
Guy?
I did. I took care of Balloon Dave. Dave Fleming, the great Balloon Dave. But yeah, you know, it's like it's the A team, the broadcast team is on the game, not because, well, you know, Bears Packers is always big. We should be on it. No, they're on it because these are two of the best teams in the NFC.
Yes.
They're atop the standings, and it is massively impactful on the entire league, on the playoff structure, in your fantasy league, like everywhere. This is just flat out a big, big game this time.
If you went back 6 weeks, it wasn't that odd to say that the Packers could win the NFC. And they went through that lull. And since then, they've been on a 3-game win streak. And we've been talking about the impact that Micah Parsons has had mm-hmm. on them. This is a really good football team with a very interesting quarterback. And he's the type of guy that can play you in or play you out. It feels like he plays them out of more games, but that's not the reality. It just feels like it.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of big plays. And sometimes you watch, You talk about arm talent. You got two guys with incredible arm talent. Some of the throws that you see Jordan Love make, you're like, how did he do that? Like, how was he able to whip that pass while falling backwards? Mm-hmm. And it somehow still have touch on it. These are two guys that are very impressive in that regard. It scares me a little bit, that number that Stacey threw out about the pressure. And will you see, like what you're talking about, Speak, some simulated stuff with knowing that the two guys on the end for Green Bay can get home on their own, that they don't need help. Mm-hmm. But maybe you make Caleb think that there's going to be more happening that's actually happening. So the cat and mouse of it is fascinating.
The last eight games, Jordan Love has been over 70% in six of them. Six of the last eight games. He has thrown 13 touchdowns in those last eight games and just three interceptions. So he's playing at a very, very high level.
That's pretty good and makes him very, very dangerous. Dangerous.
Yeah.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.